From Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball, live on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network. Hi, everyone. Mitchell Spouts with you. Happy Friday here from Zebulon as we get set for Game 4 of this six-game series between the Green Jackets and the Mudcats. And the first game Augusta won in this series was last night, and what a game it was for them. Fell behind 5-0 early, 5 runs on 5 hits off starter Landon Leach for the Mudcats offense in the opening inning, but that was the last time you would hear from them as the Green Jackets shut them down the pitching front as Starlin Rodriguez, Juan Mateo, and Rob Griswold combined to give up no hits the rest of the game, just allowed 3 base runners on 3 walks, opening the door for the offense to score 10 unanswered runs. Big 3-hit nights for Cal Conley and Brandel Mesquita. Brandon Parker had the go-ahead triple in the 7th inning as Augusta rallied to knock down the Mudcats 10-5 and get back in the series. Now a 2-1 Mudcats advantage. Green Jackets look to even it up tonight as they send Jordano Perez to the mound. He will make his Green Jackets debut. First time pitching the full season level. He will get the ball today as the right-hander will get the start against Alexander Cornielli as he will be making the start for the Mudcats. He has been very good to this point. ERA of 1.56. He has an 0-3 record, though, surprisingly, though, not a lot of run support for Cornielli as he gets the call today. For the Mudcats, the right-hander from the Dominican Republic squares off with Perez, and we'll break down the two further throughout the pregame show. But for now, we'll go to the break, get you set, as we'll take a drive around the league presented by EasyGo when we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Yon Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer, continues here from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina, as we get set for the fourth game of this six-game set between the Green Jackets and the Carolina Mudcats. Little update for you. Due to some weather in the area, we have pushed back the opening pitch of this game until 7:15. Just took the tarp off the field moments ago as we are watching it throughout the night. About a 50-50 shot. We might get some at around 8 o'clock, 9 area, somewhere in between that hour. So just pulled the tarp off a little late. They're preparing the field. So 7:15 will be the time of the opening pitch tonight for game number 4 between the Green Jackets and the Carolina Mudcats. Let's check out now the drive around the league presented by Easy Go. As you look at the Carolina League scores as well as the scores in the Atlanta Braves organization today. Well, we will start there. The Braves are back at home today after a little road trip. They just finished up in New York, taking 2-4 against the first-place New York Mets. They'll be hosting the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. That'll be a rematch of the National League Division Series. Braves will get the Brewers tonight at 7:20. The Gwinnett Stripers are hosting the Charlotte Knights once again at 7:05 p.m. Stripers currently have the edge in that series 2-1. Mississippi hosts the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and the Rome Braves are on the road against the Greenville Drive, the affiliates of the Boston Red Sox. And now for the Carolina League scoreboard on this Friday night. Down East takes on Kannapolis on the road. Cannonballers are 12-12 after a win last night. Delmarva has taken 2-3 to start against the Columbia Fireflies. Those two duel at Sager Park tonight at 7:05, although there is a threat of rain in that area as well. Fayetteville is at Charleston. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg are postponed tonight, as well as Myrtle Beach and Salem. It is a scheduled doubleheader tomorrow for Salem and Myrtle Beach. Those two will play a doubleheader on Sunday. No announced day yet for Lynchburg and Fredericksburg. That's the second time this week they have been wiped out by rain. And for all of you back in the Augusta area, a lot of rain hit there today. Saw some hail, so stay safe wherever you are. Hope we don't get that kind of weather up here tonight. Looks like we'll be okay. Sun's starting to clear up and good weather overall, and we'll see if it all holds up throughout the night. We've been very blessed with good weather throughout the week and throughout the season so far. But we got a little threat of it around 8 o'clock tonight, so we'll hope that misses us and we can play on here from Five County Stadium. We'll take another break and take a deeper look at the starters tonight. Alexander Corniel against Jordan Dono Perez, making his debut tonight for the Green Jackets. That's next on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Deck show presented to you by TaxSlayer is back here from Five County Stadium as we're about 15 minutes or so away from getting game 4 started between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Carolina Mudcats. If you're just picking us up, first pitch is going to be moved back about 15 minutes from 7 o'clock to 7:15 local due to impending weather. So got a little bit of a later start getting the field prepared. So they're doing that right now. As they are preparing for possible rain in the pregame, we got a little bit, not a ton, but they had the field tarped up just in case, and they take care of it very well here from Zebulon. So about 7:15, we will get started tonight for game number 4. As for the starting pitchers tonight for Carolina, they're going to throw the right-hander Alexander Corniel. The right-hander from the Dominican Republic has been very good for the Mudcats. He's had some really tough luck starts. He'll be making his 5th of the year. He's 0-3, but he's only given up 3 earned runs all year. He's allowed 11 in total, but 8 of them are unearned. So he's had to work a little harder than he's had to. Last time out against Down East, went his furthest of going 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs. Both were unearned with 4 strikeouts. Did walk 5. That's something to watch with Corniel. He's walked 17 in 17 and 3rd innings this year to go along with 16 strikeouts. So it's all about getting the command tonight for Alexander Corniel, as he will get the start for the Mudcats. He pitched in briefly here with the Mudcats a season ago. His mound opponent will be Jordano Perez. He's making his Augusta Green Jackets debut. The 6-foot right-hander at 21 years age is from the Dominican Republic. He is making his debut tonight. Signed back in 2019 and pitched in the Dominican Summer League 16 times, all in relief, earned 3 saves and 3 tries. Last year, he pitched in the Florida Complex League where he made 16 appearances, 1 start. It was a short one and was 2-for-2 on save chances. He will make the start tonight. We'll see how far he goes. But the Green Jacket bullpen picked him up very well last night. I should say picked up Landon Leach. Outstanding in 8 innings last night. He gave up no hits as they paved the way for Augusta to come back and beat Carolina 10-5. So we'll see how Jordano Perez has in store tonight as he will get the first start of his professional career with the Green Jackets. It's the 2nd overall, and he's set to make his debut tonight here from Zebulon. It'll be Corniel against Perez, and we'll take a break and introduce the rest of the starter for you right after this on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Back here on the On Deck Show, presented by Tax Slayer from Five County Stadium. Game four between the Green Jackets and Mudcats, about 15 or so minutes away. As we're pushed back a little bit due to rain, if you're just picking us up now, don't have any rain going on right now and had a slight downpour, not long in the pregame today, but as a result, kept the tarp on a little bit longer. They took it off about a half hour ago, and as a result, pushing it back just 15 minutes, there is a threat of weather potentially around the 8, 9 o'clock area, somewhere in that window, about a 50% chance. So we will see if it holds up. We hope not. We can play through all the way to the finish tonight, where Augusta looks to make it back-to-back wins against Carolina as we now check out the starting lines presented by SRP. First, for your Augusta Green Jackets, who enter this game 13-11. They're four back of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans for first place in the South Division in the Carolina League. They're led by Nestor Perez, their first-year manager, and they are in the affiliation of the Atlanta Braves. Leading off tonight, third baseman Geraldo Quintero. Batting second, shortstop Cal Conley. Batting third is the right fielder Brandon Mesquita. And the cleanup spot, catcher Adam Zabrowski. Brandon Parker bats fifth. He's in left field. In the sixth spot, first baseman Mekhi Backstrom. Batting seventh, designated hitter, Braulio Vasquez. Kaden Morton bats eighth, he's in center field. And in the ninth spot, second baseman, Brian Klein. One more time for the Green Jackets, it's Quintero, Conley, Mesquita, Zabrowski, Parker, Backstrom, Vasquez, Morton, Klein. Giordano Perez is the starting pitcher tonight for the Green Jackets. This is his first appearance with Augusta. And now for the Carolina Mudcats. They are also 13-11, currently two back of the Fredericksburg Nationals for first place in the North Division of the Carolina League. They are led by first-year manager Victor Estevez, and they are the single-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Leading off, shortstop Eduardo Garcia. Jackson Chorio's in the two spot. He's in center. Batting third, right fielder Henry Mendez. In the fourth spot, left fielder Hedbert Perez. Batting fifth at second base, Jeremy Vargas. Alberis Ferrer bats sixth. He's at third base. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Oswald Leonis. Batting eighth and catching, Jose Cibrian. And batting ninth, first baseman, Luis Silva. Again for Carolina, it's Garcia, Chorio, Mendez, Perez, Vargas, Ferrer, Leonis, Cibrian, and Silva. Alexander Corniel is the starting pitcher today for the Mudcats. Fifth start, he's 0-3 this season in wins losses. However, he has come in with just three earned runs against him this season. He gets the start today for the Mudcats in game four of this series. And now time for the Augusta University injury reports. We check out the injured list for the Green Jackets. They have three players on the 7-day IL as of today. Ben Thompson, Antonio Baranca, and Adam Shoemaker are all out. All three are eligible to return at any time, but do not expect any of them to return anytime soon, as they all are currently rehabbing from their current injuries. We'll take another break here on the On Deck Show, presented by TaxSlayer. We'll come back and get you set for the opening pitch of Game 4. Green Jackets and Mudcats here on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. Tax Slayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where Tax Slayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave Tax Slayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a Tax Slayer today. See why Tax Slayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
At Augusta University.
Mitchell Spells back with you from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina, as we come up on the opening pitch of Game 4 between the Green Jackets and the Mudcats. Got pushed back about 15 minutes, so getting closer to first pitch. No weather in the area currently. It is something we are watching, though, throughout the night. About in the next hour or so, there's a potential of it, about a 50% chance. We'll see if it hits us or not. We've had a clean series in terms of weather to this point. We've had some come down in the pregame, had a little today that put the tarp on the field, and they waited at the last second to take it off just in case. Now they've got the field prepared, and we should be ready to go in about 5 minutes or so. Alexander Corniel gets the start for Carolina today, and he'll be facing Jordano Perez. He will be making his first start, first appearance for the Green Jackets this year, and it's been a long-awaited debut for the right-hander as he's been ready to go for a while, warming up in the bullpen. He was out here early doing stretching, tossing. He's anxious. He's ready to get it going as he is on the roster, was activated back on Tuesday, called up from extended spring training down in Northport, Florida. Essentially, he has taken the roster spot of Royber Salinas, the ace of the staff, who was called up also on Tuesday officially to the Rome Braves. He is starting tomorrow for Rome in Greenville. Perez takes his spot as he will get the start tonight against Corniel, who's pitched very well for the Mudcats. However, he's 0-3. He's given up 11 runs on the year. However, only 3 of those are earned. A lot of errors behind him, and walks have been a little bit of an issue as well. He's given up 17 in just about 17 innings of work. So we'll see if Augusta can be patient against him. Green Jackets offense, a big story last night. They scored 10 unanswered runs after being down 5-0 after the first inning, but they also held the offense for the Mudcats in check with no hits and just three walks in the final eight innings after Carolina got off to such a strong start. The bullpen trio of Sterling Rodriguez, Juan Mateo, and Rob Griswold helped the Green Jackets get back into this series, spark their best comeback of the season, trailing by five runs, and now look to even up this set as they get back to three games over 500 with a win tonight. They're both teams tonight are 13-11. Carolina is two back of first in their division, the North, behind Fredericksburg. Augusta is four back of Red Hot Myrtle Beach, who's 10 games over 500. However, their game tonight against the Salem Red Sox has been postponed. A lot of rain on the East Coast tonight, especially in the Southeast. For those of you back in the Augusta area, saw quite a big storm come through there. Some hail, plenty of it. Stay safe, and we hope not to have that kind of same weather here tonight. Looks like we'll be okay, but we'll see about an hour from now. There's a possibility of it, but right now we're good, and we're set to go in about 5 minutes or so. So we'll take one last break here from Five County Stadium. When we return, opening pitch, Game 4, Green Jackets and Mudcats, here on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Your big tax refund. Take a trip, bank it, get that big flat screen TV. Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like
yeah, yeah.
Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah.
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money.
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Hi, this is Caden Morton with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to your future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
We're ready to go here from Five County Stadium. Mitchell Speltz with you from Zebulon, North Carolina. Green Jackets and Mudcats matching up for a fourth time as Augusta got on the board their first win last night in comeback fashion, down 5-0 early. Rally the troops, win it 10-5, and now look to even up this series tonight against Alexander Corniel, the right-hander from the Dominican Republic. He's making his fifth start of the season. He's thrown the ball well, maybe not the greatest defense behind him. He's given up 11 runs in total, 8 of them unearned, however, and he's taken 3 losses, 0-3 on the season. However, he has been a good pitcher when he's rolling. Does have a slight issue with walks, 17 of them in 17 and a third. He does have 16 strikeouts to go along with that. He gets the call today against this starting nine for Augusta. Geraldo Quintero leads it off, followed by Cal Conley and Brandel Mesquita. Adam Zabrowski, Brandon Parker, Makai Backstrom, the middle three. Bottom half, Braulio Vasquez, Caden Morton, and Brian Klein for the Augusta Green Jackets, led by first-year manager Nestor Perez. And now the defense for the Carolina Mudcats. Hedbert Perez is in left field. Jackson Chorio again in center with Henry Mendez in right field. Alvarez Ferrer gets the start over at third base with Eduardo Garcia at short, Jeremy Vargas at second base, and Luis Silva getting the start over at first tonight. The catcher is Jose Cibrian. Quite a few omissions from the Mudcats order today. No Zach Robbie, Jefferson Kerr, or Jesus Chirinos. All three of those guys in particular have made their mark on this series. All three get the night off as we're just about ready to roll. Green Jackets in their road gray uniforms tonight with the green numbers, black lettering, and trim. The Mudcats are in their alternate black uniforms tonight with the red numbers, white trim, white pants, black ball caps, and red brim. And we are ready to get this one rolling. Game 4. Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you for joining us wherever you may be. As we are all set and ready to go, Geraldo Quintero, the switch hitter, will get in there from the left side against the right-hander, Corniel. First pitch to him is a swing and a foul, and away we go. Got him right around the wrist, the catcher. And Cibrian, he's taking an extra second to shake that one off, and away we go. At 7:17 locally, first pitch. Home plate umpire, Elliot Melton, Jared Molman on the base pass, and Melton gives the catcher a little bit of an extra second to shake that one off. As Corniel's up in the count, 0-1, here's the pitch, and he missed away this time at 92. And it's one ball and one strike. Augusta open to keep the momentum from last night on both sides of the ball. Break even pitch is outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Augusta down 5-0 after one inning. Dominated the next 8. They won the game 10-5. Here's the 2-1. A swing and a foul right back to the netting. And it's 2-2. Got out hit 5-1 and outscored 5-0 in the opening frame, but the hit department ended up being Augusta 14, Carolina 5. 2-2. A wave and a little drive down the right field line. This one will drop fair, and it'll go out of play as it hops into the first row of the seats. And Geraldo Quintero has a leadoff double on a 2-2 pitch. He hit it hard and just kept it inside the line, and it bounced over the short wall in the corner. And Quintero was on to start the game with a two-bagger. Now he's on for Cal Conley, who looks to keep his groove going from last night, perhaps his best game of the year. It was a second three-hit game, and he got it all started with a two-run homer, his fourth of the year, in the third inning that got Augusta on the board and subsequently got him back into the game. He bats with Quintero at second. Corners move in a little bit for Carolina. Otherwise, straight up all around. First pitch to Conley is a little outside, and it's 1-0. Firing off that outside part to both Quintero and Conley to start. The double Quintero just picked up was on an inside pitch. They turned around down the line. The 1-0 to Conley is up and away, and now it's 2 balls and no strikes. We'll see if the trend holds, but the team that has scored first in the first 3 games of this series have all lost. Green Jackets scored first on Tuesday and Wednesday, lost both games, and then down 5-0 after one yesterday. They won. 2-0 pitch, a high fly ball to left center field. This will be Hedbert Perez coming in on it, and he will call off Chorio and make the catch, and that's out number one. In front of a pretty strong crowd tonight. Definitely going to be the best of the series so far here at Five County Stadium on this Friday night. Got some fireworks coming up afterwards. Green Jackets trying to spoil the game portion of it, though, and give them the fireworks with a loss on the board. As here's Brandel Mesquita. Nothing-nothing game, top of the first inning after about a 15-minute delay. 73, a little overcast to start this one, and we're watching the rain about an hour from now. There's a possibility of it, 50-50 shot. There's pitch, Mesquita takes one down and away, and it's 1-0, no strikes. I've gone only to just one delay so far this year. That was like last week, Tuesday, against Delmarva on Education Day. And a rain delay for about 27 minutes, otherwise we were all good. 1-0 the count. The pitch to Mesquita is a jam shot pop-up behind home. Checking it out is the catcher, Cibrian, and he will run out of room. Now 3 rows back in the seats. Souvenir ball. As I believe that one was caught by a fan. 1-0, 1-strike. Randall Mesquita just keeping up what he's been doing all season yesterday. His 9th multi-hit game. And also his 2nd 3-hit of the season. He was a triple shy of the cycle when the game ended. Both him and Cal Conley were just 1 knock short. Conley needed a single. Mesquita needed a 3-bagger. Both got a 9th inning opportunity. 1-1 pitch is on the inside corner, and it's 1-2. A bit of a delay call that time by Elliot Melton, and it's 1-2. But it was him and Conley that represented a good portion of the rally starting and yesterday's comeback win. 1-2 pitch. Mesquita fouls one back. Stays 1-2. Having an excellent series. He is 6-for-14. And he's had a great past couple series. You could say he's had a great first 21 games of the year. All the above for Brandel Mesquita, who has been as consistent as any hitter in the Braves minor league system to begin 2022. Got Geraldo Quintero still at second with 1 out. 1-0, 2-strikes. The pitch is waved and sent to right field. This one's going to drop for a base hit. They're going to send Quintero around third. He will score, and Augusta's got a 1-0 lead in the opening inning. On RBI number 17 for Brandel Mesquita, and he is on base now for the 18th consecutive game. A good 2-strike approach for Brandel, and just a tough guy to get out in this series for Carolina pitching. Augusta has the lead in the first inning. First time in this series they have scored in the first inning, but just mentioned it a few moments ago. The team that has scored first in the first 3 games have lost. First pitch to Adam Zabrowski is an E-high strike, and it's 0-1. And Brandel Mesquita is the definition of a professional hitter. The way he's been putting the ball in play, just 20 years of age from the Dominican Republic, a guy who is gaining a lot of traction at this level as Zabrowski takes strike two. Same spot, same result. And what a story he has become. Not a guy in the top 30 of MLB Pipeline. He's currently 30th in Baseball America, but you could see his arrow continue to go up the way he's performed in his first year full season ball. Zabrowski, a big cut and a foul back, and 0-2. But you don't want to put too much weight on what's happened the first month of the season. But you look back to last year in Florida Complex League play for Mesquita, and you could see he was going the right direction the way things were trending for him, and he's taking it to the next level. 0-2 pitch, Zabrowski, a drive deep to left field. This one's got a lot of carry to it, and it is going to be a home run off the video board. A 2-run bomb for Adam Zabrowski, and it's 3-0. hung up there for a long time. Plenty of elevation from Zabrowski, and the Green Jackets have an opening inning crooked number as it's 3-0 on Zabrowski's second of the season. If it hits the video board, it's a home run. Randall Mosquita just missed it on that part yesterday, just below it. And this time, Zabrowski banks one off the video board, and Augusta's got three runs off Alexander Corniel in the first inning. Still only one out. Pitch to Parker is inside and called a strike on the corner, and it's 0-1. Second home run for Zabrowski. His first came on opening night, and now he's got one in what has been a fantastic series for him as well. The 0-1 to Parker, a swing and a miss, 0-2. Of all the big hits last night, perhaps the most significant was from Parker, who had a two-run triple with two outs in the seventh inning with the game tied at five. 0-2 pitch, a chopper foul down the right field side. Parker, a good defensive swing on it. It's been good two-strike approaches. Quintero had a hit with two strikes. Mosquita had a two-strike hit as the 0-2 to Parker is fouled back again. And it remains 0-2 on what was the 21st pitch of the inning per Alexander Corniel. Almost interesting, he's thrown 16 strikes. Not much outside of the zone, but the Green Jackets are making him work. Getting a lot of the plate with the pitches, though. And have been very hittable, especially the one to Zabrowski just hit out. 0-2 pitch, he got him in waving on a breaking ball down low, and he strikes him out for his first K of the night, and there are two away from Mekhi Backstrom. 3-0 Green Jackets, RBI single by Brandel Mosquita, and a two-run homer by Adam Zabrowski. Now, we saw it last night, no first inning lead is safe. And Jordano Perez, whenever he goes out there, he's going to have an early lead to work with. First pitch to Mekhi Backstrom is a bullseye, and it's 0-1 with a fastball at 92. But the young man's anxious. Just watching him on pregame warm-up tosses today, his stretching routine. 0-1 pitch is just a bit outside, 1-1 to the lefty Backstrom. He's ready to go. 21-year-old kid coming up on the roster after Roiber Salinas was promoted to Rome earlier this week. Essentially, he got his roster spot. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Chased one down low. 1-2. But he was out here early, stretching, praying on the field. Moment he's been waiting for, moving up to full season baseball. He will make his first start whenever he toes the rubber next half inning. 1-2 pitch is too low, and it's 2-2. Well, you factor in the fact that we started 15 minutes later, and now you got a first inning that's gone about 15 minutes with three runs on the board. The butterfly setting in a little bit more. We'll see how he responds. 2-2 pitch. Backstrom a foul back, and we'll do it again. Pitch number 27 of the inning for Corniel. There is a left-hander getting loose in the Mudcap bullpen. Just started now. Two-two pitch is in the dirt. Backstrom able to lay off of it. Three balls and two strikes. Pablo Garabitos has just begun throwing. What might be the only inning of the night for Corniel as he faces a sixth batter, but three runs on three hits. Single, double, and homer. 3-2 pitch. Backstrom, another foul. A little out in front of it, over-anxious on a fastball. And he will work a eighth pitch of this at-bat. And that'll force Corniel to deal at least 30 here in the opening inning. And he's throwing strikes. He's not really missing all that much, but sometimes that's the fickle thing about throwing strikes is you have to be able to locate. Throwing strikes that are very hittable to opposing batters can sometimes result in long nights, or short nights, rather, that don't end up being deep into ball games. 3-2 pitch, and he lost him. Came inside with a fastball. Backstrom laid off. And he works a two-out walk to extend the inning for Braulio Vasquez. And Augusta picking up right where they left off yesterday. Seven batter first inning, and this will lead to a pitching visit from Drew Thomas, the pitching coach, as he's out of the dugout. And again, the way this is setting up, this might be the only inning. Garabitos just started playing catch about a couple minutes ago. He's not going to be ready yet, but if this inning extends any further, you wonder if Corniel will be able to get out of it. Three big hits in the inning. It started with a double by Geraldo Quintero. Brandon Mesquita brought him home. An RBI single down the right field line. And then one batter later, Adam Zabrowski brought him and himself home on a two-run shot off of the video board in left center field. I was wondering if that home run would ever come down. That one had a lot of hang time, and so did Cal Conley's yesterday in the third inning. And speaking of Jordano Perez, he's just begun playing catch in the bullpen. He's trying to get loose out there, playing catch with Victor De Hoyos. And what has been a longer first inning than anticipated. If you're a starting pitcher, first pitch to Braulio Vasquez showed bunt and pulled back on a strike. It's 0-1. And, of course, it's working in his favor with his team up 3-0. But, again, your first start, you're ready to go out there. He's just ready to take the mound. As he looks over on the action, the 0-1 to Vasquez is a swing and a miss. Fastball by him as Cornea lost his balance a little bit off the mound. Lost some zip on that fastball, only 88 on that one. Nothing into the count. Mekhi Backstrom at first. 3-0 Augusta on three first inning hits. 0-2 pitch. Backstrom's running. Pitches low. Throw down to second is wide, and Backstrom steals the base. Foot first slide. He nearly overslid the bag. Able to keep his hand down there. And Mekhi Backstrom's got a stolen base. Haven't seen too many of those from the big man this year, but he can really run. As he puts himself into scoring position on what is now a 1-2 count. He's got three triples this year. Very nimble on his feet. Good footwork. Good acceleration as he has his first stolen bag of the year. 1-2 pitch, a chopper foul. And it remains 1-2. Had a good jump. If anything, getting the wheels in motion a little earlier. Trying to maybe give Vasquez a new count if he did get thrown out. And now a run producing opportunity with Backstrom at second base. Here's the 1-2 offering. It is inside and it hit Vasquez on the left hand. And he's trying to shake that one off. Austin Smith is about to come out of the dugout and check on him. The head athletic trainer for Augusta. And just above the knob of the bat. And that is where it's a bit of a fragile area for any hitter, any pitcher. Because, I mean, those bones, you strike it with a fake fastball, it is going to sting, and that is going to be the end of the line. For Cornielli, Victor Estevez is out of the dugout. A seven-batter first inning for Alexander Cornielli, and his day is done. With the Green Jackets having three on the board already, now a hit batter extends it for Caden Morton, and he'll have to wait a little bit. The left-hander, Pablo Garrido, still coming to the game for the Mudcats. We'll set him up for you after this. 3-0 Augusta, top of the first, two outs on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable tech.
Pablo Garrido checks into the game for Carolina. The left-hander will face Caden Morton as he enters action with two on and two out in the first inning as the pitch to Morton is down the dirt. 4-1. So Garabito is forced on early, the left-hander from the Dominican Republic, 25th-round draft pick by the Brewers back in 2018 from Bradenton, Florida. A high school, Lakewood Ranch in Bradenton, excuse me, from the Dominican Republic, of course, originally. I look over to second base. The pitch from Garabito is a inside corner strike to Morton. One ball, one strike. So Courtney Nell is done after seven batters. Got two outs. Cal Conley and Brandon Parker were the two he got out. Otherwise, a double, homer, single, walk, and a hit batter. Put him over 30 pitches this frame. 1-1. Morton takes a breaking ball. It's a strike. Lines it right on the outside edge, and it's 1-2. So now extended action for Garabito. The lefty looks to second. He's ready to go. Here's the pitch. And he's swinging a miss. Strikes out Morton with a good hook, and that will end the inning. So he gets the one batter he faces, strands a couple, but Augusta does first inning damage. RBI single by Brandon Mesquita. Two-run homer by Adam Zabrowski makes it 3-0 Augusta. Through a half inning, and Jordano Perez makes his long-awaited debut on the other side of the Green Jackets Radio Network.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are-
Jordano Perez takes the mound for Augusta. 3-0 Green Jackets here in the bottom half of the first inning as Perez makes his Green Jackets debut. Had to wait a little longer for with the delay in the long top of the first inning. But Perez making his Green Jackets debut after pitching 16 times in the Florida Complex League last year with one start. 30 2/3 innings, 21 strikeouts, 9 walks for Jordano. Here's the lineup for the Mudcats. That's got some early work to do against the right-hander. Eduardo Garcia leads it off, followed by Jackson Chorio and Henry Mendez. Edward Perez, Jeremy Vargas, and Alberis Ferrer in the middle. Oswell Leones, Jose Cibrian, and Luis Silva, the bottom three for the Mudcats. Defense behind Perez tonight on the mound. In the outfield from left to right, it's Brandon Parker, Caden Morton, and Brandon Mesquita. Geraldo Quintero at third with Cal Conley at short. Brian Klein gets the start at second base with Mekhi Backstrom at first, and Adam Zabrowski throwing down the signs for Perez as he works out of the windup. First pitch fastball is down away into the backstop. Overthrows the first pitch, and he's down 1-0 to Garcia. It's going to be one of those things for Perez. Gets through the first batter, get that first strike, and you'll feel a little better about himself. And an anxious individual making his first start here in Augusta, full-season baseball. 1-0 pitch, and there's a strike. Darts one on the outside edge, and it's 1-1 as he gives him the gas. It's all about establishing your rhythm early, and you always got a 3-0 lead to work with. 1-1 pitch outside, 2-1. And that's the last thing you want. You don't want him to work with pressure. You got a 3-0 lead. You got some breathing room. There's margin for error. As he gets what he wants, here's the 2-1 pitch. And Garcia takes a strike. A comebacker, change up, inside part, and it's 2-2. Trying to get Garcia to begin his night. It's what he wants. Set at the belt. Here's the pitch. A wave and a miss. He struck him out. Change up again from Perez, and he strikes out the first batter he sees as he comes back to get Garcia. And there's one away for Jackson Chorio. That'll make you feel good. If you're just picking us up late, this is the debut for Perez on the mound, and you had a 15-minute delay to start this game due to impending weather. And then you had the long top of the first inning as the pitch is fouled the other way by Chorio. And it's 0-1. So when you're waiting to take the mound, make your debut, and you got to harvest those butterflies a little bit. And now he's rolling. He's gotten through his first man. Now he faces the dangerous Chorium. 0-1 to him is down away as he threw him a slider. 1-1. And so far, so good. Chorio batting in the two spot once again for Carolina. Here's the break-even pitch. A swing and a drive deep to right field. Brandel Mesquita on the run. Warning track looks up, and it's off the base of the wall. Caden Morton will play it and fire it back into the infield as the air mails the cutoff man, but Quintero backs it up, and that'll be a double for Jackson Chorio. That's a home run in a lot of ballparks. Not this one, though, as he hit it off the wall in right field. Shortest part is in the right field corner, 309 on what was a shorter wall over there. Saw one home run there yesterday. Otherwise, almost all the home runs in this series have come over the left field wall. 330 down that line, and then plus a 25-foot wall you got to clear. If it wasn't for that wall, Brandel Mesquita might have had a two-homer game yesterday. And now here's Henry Mendez batting in the three spot for the Mudcats. Chorio now at second base. As Perez goes to the stretch for the first time, and he comes inside, and he nearly hit Mendez. Up to third goes Chorio, shaking his head as he goes to cover home plate. Has overthrown a few here in the first inning, and that one going to come back to hurt him with a runner on base this time. As Chorio goes from second to third, Green Jackets lead it 3-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. As Mendez bats from the left side. He's one of three lefties in there for Victor Estevez's Mudcats. 1-0 pitch is down and in. Missed with a fastball at 91. And it's 1-1. Perez getting the call up as a counter move. The corresponding move to both Robert Salinas and Ben Dunn being promoted to high A Rome. 2-0 pitch is up and in. 3-0. He was tops on the list down at Xfinity Spring Training to move up to full season baseball, with Chris Englund also being activated off the injured list on Tuesday. Englund pitched in that Tuesday opener. Three balls and no strikes. The count to Henry Mendez. The pitch to him is a letter high fastball, and it's a strike. 3-1. Good spot. Mendez looking for something better. Got a big swinging bat. One home run, 10 RBIs, but Mendez has hit the ball hard a lot in this series. 3-1. A swing and a miss. Tied him up inside with a good slider, and it's 3-2. Came back to get Garcia on strikes, now trying to come back to get Mendez. If he can find a way to get him at the plate, puts himself in prime position to put up a zero perhaps here in this first inning. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Caught by Zabrowski as he caught the foul tip. And that's a strikeout for Perez on the mound as he comes back from 3-0 down to strike out Mendez. 2-away now for Hedbert Perez. An all-Perez matchup as Hedbert faces Giordano. Green Jackets 3, Mudcats nothing, and Perez now a chance for a scoreless first inning. That's throwing 14 pitches. Two strikeouts and a double. Righty on lefty. First pitch to Perez. He was out in front of one. Starts him with a changeup, and it's 0-1. Perez, a big-time fastball hitter. You give him something juicy down the plate, he's got the potential to crush it. Right, Perez, of course, there's a scouting report. 0-1 is down and in, 1-1. Under at third base, Chorio trying to throw off Giordano on the mound. He's not being held on, so he started sprinting towards home, trying to see if he would flinch and perhaps balk. He did not. Quintero about a good 15 feet off the bag at third. Little pull shift for Perez. The pitch to him is going to tail just a bit outside. And it's 2-1. You see a lot of that. When you have the pitcher kind of looking dead red or really off the corner of their eye at the runner at third and they're not being held on, they might just try sprinting for home briefly to see if they'll get a jump off the mound and create that balk and the free run. 2-1. Perez out in front of another one. Dropped a changeup down on him. 2-2. It's been a good pitch tonight for Giordano Perez. Now he has a chance to strike out the side in the first inning if he can get one more on Hedbert Perez. And now step off. They have the runner at third, Chorio, who's halfway down. He stepped off and charged at him. That's the way to do it. you know what? If he goes too far and you can try and get him, you might as well give it a shot as long as you don't come off the mound illegally. And now Quintero moves a little closer to third. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a miss, and Perez hops off the mound with excitement as he strikes out the side in the opening inning. Keeps Chorio stranded at third, and we are through it into play. It's Augusta 3, Carolina nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
All you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in.
Mitchell Speltz back with you from Five County Stadium here in Zebulon, North Carolina. Good first inning for Jordano Perez. He strikes out the side. Gave up a one-out double to Jackson Chorio, but left him out there at third base. After he moved up on a wild pitch, struck out both Henry Mendez and Hedbert Perez to get through that inning. And now we play on here in the top of the second inning where Brian Klein will lead it off for Augusta. 3 runs on 3 hits for the Green Jackets in the opening inning. Picking right off up where they left off last night. Lefty on lefty. First pitch, a swing and a miss as Garabedos gets ahead of Brian Klein. Nothing to one. Garabedos in early for Alexander Corniel as he left after just getting 2 outs in that first inning. 0-1. A check swing missed inside. 1-1. Brian Klein comes in with a .250 batting average. He has a hit in his last 5 starts. Got the day off yesterday. Pitch to him is chopped foul as he turned on it early down the right side, and it bounces into the Green Jacket bullpen, or dugout, I should say, 1-2. He gets the call at second base today. Caleb Durbin's got the night off. But you don't miss a step much with Klein in the lineup, the way he's swung the bat lately. 1-2 pitch, a breaking ball way over his head from Pablo Garabedos. It's 2-2. For Garabedos, he's on for the 7th time this year. He's worked 6 innings, an inning in each one. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a liner down the right field side, foul as it trickles off the side wall. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. 6 strikeouts and 4 walks for Garabedos coming in. He did strike out Caden Morton to end the first inning. 2018 draft pick by Milwaukee, Garabedos. Here's the pitch, a swing and a liner right back up the middle. Base hit for Brian Klein. Just throws the bat hit at the baseball and it ends up right back where it came from. 4th hit tonight for Augusta, first time through. And now back to the top of the order for Geraldo Quintero. That's another good piece of hitting right there. Again, just kind of a defensive swing, but when you get that bat head right on the baseball, it is going to have some juice on it. So Klein now has a hit in 6 straight games. Here is Geraldo Quintero, who turns around to hit as a right-hander this time. First pitch to him is down the dirt, knocked down by Cibrian as it keeps in front of him. Nowhere for Klein to go as he runs back to the base. And Augusta now, especially after last night, offensively, they are in the top 5 of a lot of categories. Home runs, they're 2nd in OPS. They're in the top half of batting average as a throw over to first, but Klein gets back standing up. And after a bit of a tough stretch early in the season, I mean, they're right there with a lot of teams, especially with the extra base power. The pitch to Quintero is fouled straight back. It'll get out of play. And the count is 1-1 to Geraldo Quintero. Augusta's pitching top three in a lot of categories. Myrtle Beach and Charleston right there with them. Those are the two teams ahead of them right now in the Carolina League South Division. Klein's got a big lead off of first. Garabito's a dead stare at him. Deals back, and Quintero nubs one off himself foul. And it's 1-2, reaching across for one. Now, Fredericksburg paces the league in most offensive categories, including home runs are 27, runs score with 182. And Augusta, after putting 10 runs on the board yesterday, are fourth in the league in runs with 129. Only Fredericksburg, Myrtle Beach, and Kannapolis are in front of them. Kannapolis only up by one run. Another big lead for Kalani stays. The pitch to Quintero's bounced back to the mound. Garabitos has it, fires to second for the out there. Relay to first will be late, as that'll be a fielder's choice. That gives Quintero first. Klein is wiped away, and there's one gone. Garabitos went a few steps off the mound towards the plate and threw that behind the mound to second base and perhaps made it an easier throw. You see a lot of pitchers when they throw on the hill, throw into center field. Because you try to throw it down sometimes, and sometimes you spike it. Or you try to just kind of take your time and you lob it right over your second baseman or shortstop, whoever's covering the bag. Pitch to Conley is sent to short, picked on a nice hop by Garcia, and that's going to turn into a double play. Another hard hit ball off the bat of Cal Conley that gets no results and ends up being a double play ball as Garabitos gets to the Green Jackets in three batters. Nice start up by the shortstop, and that is the end of the inning as Eduardo Garcia knocks out the Green Jackets in the top of the second. 8.5 complete. It's Augusta 3, Carolina nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Network.
Now goes Giordano Perez for Augusta, and what is currently a 3-0 lead for the Green Jackets against the Carolina Mudcats, single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. These two teams facing off in the single-A level tonight. They're also facing off in the major leagues as well in Atlanta, Truist Park. Brewers and Braves rematch of the National League Divisional Series from last year, and Milwaukee's got an early lead in that one thanks to a two-run double by Rowdy Tellez. Braves, it's been a bit of an up-and-down season for them. Start. Plenty of time, though. Coming off a series split with the Mets. Brewers are red-hot entering that series tonight. They just swept Cincinnati. First pitch is a strike. On the inside corner to Jeremy Vargas, and it's 0-1. But a lot of teams are beating up on the Reds. Cincinnati is 3-21 to start the year. 0-1 pitch, a foul away to the right side, and it's 0-2. A lot has gone wrong for Cincinnati. You assume they're going to go up a little bit. Can't be much worse than where they are right now. 0-2 pitch is down low. Overthrew one, but a good spot, though, by Perez, and it's 1-2. Struck out the side in the opening inning, trying to begin the second with a K. Here's the pitch. A bouncing ball right back to him, and he will rush it to first himself. Underhand flip to Backstrom, and that's the first out of the second inning. Just started splitting towards first base, didn't know what to do with it, and then Backstrom says, ho-ho, just toss it to me. Nice, easy toss, one away. You don't want to have a collision over at first, although it looked like Perez was in full gear to go touch the base. He'll take the out that way, though. And now here is Alberes Ferrer. That's on the right-hand side against the right-hander, Giordano Perez. Here's the first offering. That one's chopped back to him again. He'll have this one. Back-footed throw over first, and that's another 1-3 put out. Can't run that one to the base, but he throws a dart over to Backstrom, and there is two outs on back-to-back pitches. He's needed just four to record two outs here in the second inning, and now here comes Oswell Leonis. 3-0 Augusta, bottom of the second inning. RBI single by Brandel Mesquita extends his on-base streak to 18 games. Also team best, 17th RBI. Adam Zabrowski's second home run made it 3-0 as the first pitch is right on the outside corner by Perez, and it's 0-1. He's in his groove now, looking very confident. The 0-1 is outside. One ball, one strike. It's the number 7 hitter, Leonis, who's back in the lineup today, had yesterday off. Break-even pitch, a little bouncer back to the mound, and there Perez is again, underhand flip to first, and he does it all himself. Defensively, that inning, 3-1-3 putouts on all three grounders back to the mound. And that's a nice defensive inning of work as well as pitching. To the third we go. Green Jackets 3, Mudcats nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in...
Start to this game for the starting pitcher for Augusta, Jordano Perez. He's retired 6 of the first 7 he's faced, struck out the side in the first inning, and then retired the side in order the second inning on 3 ground balls right back to him. 3 consecutive 1-3 putouts. Brandel Mesquita leads off the top half of the third for Augusta with their team up 3-0. All the runs come in the first inning. All started because of him on an RBI single that scored Geraldo Quintero. Lefty-righty, first pitch from Garabitos is an outside corner strike to Mesquita, and the count is nothing and one. Mesquita hitting the ball very well. Picked up a 7th hit of the series back in the first as he takes one down low. One ball, one strike. And we've raved about him pretty much all season in this series, especially how well he has swung the bat. That's the 1-1 pitch is lined to right center field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. And Brandel Mesquita has back-to-back hits to start this ball game. He is now 8-for-16 in this series. It is a clinic watching the man hit as he is on first to begin the third inning. But what I was building up to that time is Mesquita, when he puts the ball in play, it's about a 50-50 shot he's got to hit. His batting average on balls in play is just under 500. It's a little about 485 after those first two hits. First pitch to Adam Zabrowski is belted to center. Going back on it is Chorio. He's going to have room. The deepest part of the ballpark had a great sound to it. And Zabrowski shaking his head. He knew he just missed one. Missed it off the inside of the bat a little bit. Hit one out in the first. That one a little shot of center field. One away for Brandon Parker. And the one thing about Brandel Mesquita to finish up on him is... the thing scouts looked at with Mesquita is he does strike out a lot, around 30%, which in this day and age of baseball really is kind of the norm, so not even that bad of a rate, as Parker takes one low for ball one. Now, when you take out the strikeouts and the balls in play, it's almost like Mesquita is finding his way on every single time. He's drawing his walks as well. And now he's been a top run producer. No one's got more hits on this team than he does. As the pitch to Parker, he had a big cut, but he missed. And it's 1-1. That's something that's kind of a hidden gem kind of stat for players who might strike out quite a bit. You look at what are they doing when they put the ball in play, and that number might be high for some players. A little lob throw over to first by Garabito's nearly sailed it away for his first baseman Silva, who had a jump over Mosqueda, dive into the bag to catch it. Saves an error. Still 1-1 to Brandon Parker. 3-0 Green Jackets in the top of the third inning. Mosqueda, good lead off of first. He takes off, pitches inside, throw down to second is going to be in time. Man, what a scoop up by the second baseman to pick that up, Jeremy Vargas. As soon as he caught it, the foot first slurred of Mosqueda kind of kicked the tag into his foot, almost completing the pickup that time on the one hopper. And that's a throw out for Cibrian, the catcher. And they are now at two away for Parker with the bases wiped clean. Had a good jump too, but picked the right pitch. Garabito's got rid of that ball quickly as the pitch is down and in to Parker. And it's 2-2. And even more impressively, an inside pitch, you have Brandon Parker, who's entitled to the batter's box, in your way, and he still was able to put some nice zip on a one-hopper to throw out Mosqueda. 2-2 pitch is down and in, and it's 3-2. A double play ball last inning. Garabito's induced off the bat of Cal Collin. Now he catches Mosqueda stealing. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And Parker takes one up and away. Lost him on the full count battle. That's a six-pitch walk to Parker. And he's on with two outs for Mekhi Backstrom. Rodano Perez, he's anxious to get back out there. He's walking back and forth, pacing himself in the dugout. He wants to stay out there. The pitch to Backstrom is a strike, and it's 0-1. I'm telling you, 21 years old, he's been waiting for this moment. He is pumped up, especially the way the first two innings have gone for him. Green Jackets trying to add on. Pitch to Backstrom is pulled foul down the right field line as Backstrom twirls around the batter's box. Had a great pitch to hit just a little early on it. Turn that one around in a big way. A long foul ball out of the ballpark. The right field side, he's down 0-2. Garabito's long look to first. With Parker getting his lead, he'll throw over that way, but backstanding is Parker. Backstrom's got one home run this year. That was in the opening series in Columbia. Most of his hits this year have been of the extra base variety, batting just 145, but another guy, when he puts the ball in play, he's done a lot of good things. Here's the pitch to him. It is down low and in the dirt. And it's a one ball, two strike count to Mekhi Backstrom, excuse me. I'm talking about Mosqueda's batting average on balls in plays. Backstrom's is 300. He's tops on the team in strikeouts. He's actually second just behind Caden Morton, but when he puts the ball in play, he's striking it well. 1-2 pitch, he swings and misses at one in the dirt. Good pitch by Garabito to strike him out, and we are through at 2.5 now from Five County Stadium. It remains Augusta 3, Carolina nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund.
We'll be right back.
top of the third inning here from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. Mitchell Speltz with you. Green Jackets with a 3-0 lead. 8-9-1 coming up for the Mudcats as Jose Cibrian leads it off against Jordano Perez. In the debut for Perez here with the Augusta Green Jackets, making just his second professional career start. Open stance from Cibrian from the right side. First pitch to him, tails out and below the plate for one ball and no strikes. A short start down in rookie ball down in Florida last year. Otherwise, he's worked almost exclusively out of the bullpen as a back-end reliever as there's a chopper foul down the left field side. 1-1. Has recorded 5 saves in the previous 2 years, pitching the Dominican Summer League and also in the Complex League in Florida, Northport. Now getting a chance as a starter. And again, we'll see how far he goes. Pitch count's in good shape. That was his 29th pitch he just fired as he works here in the third inning. Break even pitch, a bouncing ball towards third, backing up Quintero, has it, long throw, and it is going to be in time. With his heel on the outfield grass, Quintero fires a one-hopper that Backstrom splits and scoops up to get Cibrian at first. That's an excellent play on both ends. I think Quintero lost his balance a little bit on what might be a little bit of a wet playing surface in the outfield, just kind of his foot dragged underneath him a little bit. But still got enough on that throw. But how about the flexibility and athleticism by Backstrom over at first to scoop that up? One away, 9-hitter Silva at the play as the first pitch slider misses outside. And it's one ball, no strikes. But that's as impressive of a 5-3 putout as you will find, folks. 1-0 pitch. A half swing, a ducks out of the way as it missed in. They check down to first, and it's 2-0. I did not think he was going to get him just because that was a long developing play. It's a long throw, and I'm not doubting Quintero's arm by any measure, but I'm surprised Cibrian didn't get there. 2-0 pitch, a number foul down the first base side, 2-1. Because that is a long throw. And especially considering you go back into the outfield to play that, you have a good second and a half, 2 seconds to get a head start. And it does not take a lot of these guys to get from first to home, or home to first, rather. 2-1. A liner to right. Mesquita charges in on it. He will play this one on a hop. Base hit. As it sunk fast on him. Had a little bit of a late jump on it. Not sure if it would have mattered. And Luis Silva has the second hit of the night for Carolina. After 4 consecutive ground ball outs for Jordano Perez, a base hit to right. And now there's a runner aboard for the top of the order and Eduardo Garcia. Silva at first, Garcia the batter. As now Perez looks for a double play ball. First pitch coming, a shot to first. It is played on a hop. They go to second out there. Fire back to first. It'll be a double play. I think Backstrom wasn't sure if he caught that or not. He looked to the umpire, Jared Molman. He said save. Fired to second. Got the easy out there. And then the return from Conley just got Garcia, and that will work as a 3-6-3 double play. Nicely turned, great defense in the inning by Augusta, and we go to the fourth. It's still Green Jackets 3, Mudcats nothing on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
All you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p, Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price, $200. 0% APR, qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
We move to the fourth inning here from Zebulon, North Carolina. 3-0 Augusta. As Braulio Vasquez will lead it off against Pablo Garabitos, who's throwing the ball very well for the Mudcats, has gotten some out into the bases to make his night a little smoother. Came in with two outs in the first after Alexander Cornell gave up three runs. As he currently is the pitcher of decision for the Mudcats, as Augusta holds the lead here in the fourth. First pitch to Vasquez is down and in, scooped up by Cibrian, and it's 1-0. Two-thirds of an inning of work for Cornell. Gave up three hits on three runs. Struck out one with one walk and a hit batter. The pitch to Vasquez is nubbed down the third base side. He reached across the plate for it, and it trickles foul. One ball, one strike, the count. As now lefty begins to play catch in the Carolina bullpen. We might be in the rain zone in about an hour, unfortunately, as I attempt to play meteorologist. At least my weather app tells me 100% chance of rain here in Zebulon at 9 o'clock. And it's currently 8:10 locally. 1-1 pitch, a wave and a miss, and it's 1-2. I don't like the odds that it misses us here, but if it does hit us, we'll see how long it lasts. But for now, moving pretty well. 1-2 pitch, a drive to center. Going back on it is Chorio. He'll have room as he calls off his defense. He'll make the catch with plenty of room to spare in front of the warning track. And there's one away as Vasquez just missed one off the end. Fly out to center field. Green Jackets out hitting Carolina 5-2. Out hit him last night 14-5. First pitch to Caden Morton is too low, and it's 1-0. And that was after Carolina had five first-inning hits. They were silenced the rest of the night. And I talked to Nestor Perez before the game today briefly, and I asked him, what did you think of that comeback last night? And the first thing he said was pitching. Pitching, pitching, pitching. As Morton had a big cut, and he missed. Good breaking ball from Garabitos, 1-1. Says the offense was great, especially in the later innings, but that comeback does not happen if it's not for the pitching after Landon Leach exited in the first. As Morton takes a breaking ball on the inside corner. Good bender from Garabitos. It's 1-2. That's the big part of it. When you're pitching out there down 5-0, there is no room for error. And the three guys that pitched after Leach, as the 1-2 pitch is a called strike three as he pulls out the parachute and lands the breaking ball. As Morton strikes out, two away now for Brian Klein. And between Sterling Rodriguez, Juan Mateo, and Rob Griswold, who covered the final eight innings, they did not allow a hit, let alone a run. Walked just three batters combined, and Sterling Rodriguez was really the one that set the tone. That was his best outing of the season, and a couple times ago, he got roughed up a little bit by Fayetteville, but man, did he bounce back nicely yesterday. As Klein rifles one to center, Chorino will come in on it and make the catch to retire the side quickly in order for Augusta. So two flies to center and a strikeout for Garabitos, and we go to the bottom of the fourth. Here from Carolina, it's still 3-0 Augusta on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Hi, this is Brandon Parker with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
I'm going to board this on here from Five County Stadium, Zebulon, North Carolina, about 30 minutes east of the state capital of the great state of North Carolina, of Raleigh. Jackson Chorio leads things off for Carolina, the center fielder for the Mudcats. Number 9 prospect by MLB Pipeline in the Brewers farm system. Just turned 18. First pitch from Cordano is rolled to the left side, a base hit for Chorio. Tomahawks, the first pitch fastball, and he yanks it right through the left side past Quintero and Conley, and he has his second hit of the night. The one guy who seems to have Jordano Perez figured out is Chorio. He's 2-for-2 against him. Otherwise, everyone else has just combined to reach once. So Chorio is on. Here's Henry Mendez, who Perez struck out back in the first inning. Induced a double play ball last time to get through a one-out hit. Can he do it again? After Chorio gets on, he's got a good lead off of first. First offering tails inside, and it goes off the glove of Zabrowski, and up to second goes Chorio. I believe that one's going to be a pass ball. Looked like Zabrowski probably could have caught that one. That wipes out the possibility of a conventional double play. 3-0 the score. Still a long way to go, folks. And again, we're factoring in rain that might come our way in maybe a little less than an hour, around 9 o'clock. Right in the danger zone. 1-0 pitch is outside, 2-0. So if we do hit a delay, you'd figure Perez might go as long until that rain comes. Unless the weather gods are nice to us and it completely misses Five County Stadium. Can't hit anywhere else. 2-0 pitch is outside, 3-0. As Perez is now in danger of putting two guys on for the first time in the same inning. A couple of hits to Chorio and a hit for Silva last inning, Luis Silva. However, he was doubled off eventually. Working from the stretch, a look to second base as Chorio leans off the bag. Here's the 3-0, and it missed outside. A free walk on 4 pitches, and that'll bring Adam Zabrowski out to the mound for a quick word. At the tying run will come to the plate in Hedber Perez for Carolina. That is the first walk issue today. Now the right-hander, Jordano Perez, and the whole infield will join. Zabrowski called him in, and they'll all talk to calm him down. And first sign of adversity today for Jordano Perez, who's pitched 3 shutout innings to start. As Zabrowski looks back to his dugout for some signs, Mike Stegan will let his veteran catcher handle it. Zabrowski's been very good at working with pitchers this year. That was something Landon Leach told me a couple weeks ago, is him and the work of Victor De Hoyos, Antonio Barranco, who is currently on the injured list, and now Ruzber Estrada, who's joined the catching unit. Those guys have been an instrumental part of the pitching success, calling good games, building good chemistry, and Zabrowski has caught more than anybody to this point in the year. A big part of that. First pitch coming to Hedber Perez, tails outside for ball one to the big lefty. 1-0, no strikes. Having a good connection with your battery mate, and that has been something that has helped Augusta maintain a top 3 pitching staff in the Carolina League through the first month. As Perez takes a strike this time on the outside corner, just caught the edge, and it's 1-1. Perez with 2 homers on the year, Hedbert that is, facing Jordano. Now in a 159, he's got the power certainly to tie the game up if he hits one out of here. 1-1 1 strike. Perez looks to second base. Here it comes. And Hedbert takes a strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-2. Well-spotted pitch, worked him outside, now comes back in. And it's 1-2 with nobody out here in the Carolina fourth inning. It's 3-0 Augusta. Infield playing back. Perez will step off as they reset the pitching clock as Hedbert Perez called for time. As the clock resets to 18 seconds, we haven't had a batter or pitching violation in a long, long time. That tells you all the players are getting used to the pitch clock now. A 1-2 is just off the outside corner. A little bit of a squat down by Jordano Perez on the mound. He thought he had the call, but Elliot Melton says just off the outside, and it's 2-2. Strikeout would be handy for Jordano, but he will take a ground ball double play if he can get that instead. Comes set at the belt, looks to second base to Chorio. Here's the 2-2. A swing and a pop-up behind home. Zabrowski a look, and that one will get out of play. That'll pinball its way down into the seats, it looks like. Got a lot of kids in the ballpark today with gloves and baseball jerseys. That must be some kind of promotional night. Got fireworks after the game. However, that could be a bit of a complicated situation if you get some rain involved here, which is expected. About 50-50 shot before the game started today. And now, in all likelihood, it looks like it will be heading our way. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Perez, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a fastball, and that is the fourth strikeout for Jordano Perez. And it's the second he's gotten of Pedbert Perez. And there is one away in the inning. Here is Jeremy Vargas. Now a double play by Jordano can get him out of this inning. Here is Jeremy Vargas, who grounded one back to him in the second inning. That was the start of three straight bouncers right back to Jordano Perez on the mound. Retired the side in straight order on three straight 1-3 putouts. First pitch, a foul back. And a big cuz, he sends it to the netting, and it is 0-1. Perez just fired off his 47th pitch. He has thrown 28 strikes. That's a pretty good ratio, working the corners well, keeping hitters honest. As the ball from the bullpen goes trickling out of the field. Looks like Carlos Morales is getting ready in the bullpen for Carolina, another lefty. No balls and one strike to the second baseman, Jeremy Vargas. Open stance from the right side. As the righty Perez kicks and throws, a liner to left, base hit. Charging in on his Blair, they're going to send him home. The throw is going to come, and it will be cut off by Quintero. And the Mudcats are on the board. RBI single by Jeremy Vargas. It's now a 3-1 game. Sharply through the hole, fastball left it up a little bit, and he brought the barrel to the ball. And now the tied runs are on for Carolina here in the fourth inning. A good jump off of second by Chirinos, of course, running on contact as that one hit the turf almost immediately. And Victor Aceves didn't think twice, sending him home. And he scores with plenty of ease, didn't need to slide. And now here is Alberis Ferrer. First and second, one away. Perez looked second base, open stance for Ferrer. First pitch to him is on the outside corner. Dots the eye with a heater. 91 on the pitch from Jordano. Ferrer also hit one back to Perez back in the second inning. He gets that again. You might have a chance to start up two. The 0-1. Ferrer, a half swing, laid off a good slider. They will ask, he didn't go, says Jared Molman out there on the base paths. A lot of movement to that pitch, though. Well-spotted pitch. If you're going to miss with that slider, you want to miss down and away to a right-hander. Don't want to leave it up anywhere. Get a lot of half swings on those cross-ups. 1-1 pitch. There is a strike. Bullseye with the gas and it's 1-2. Not a long count for Perez, but he's gotten ahead of in almost all of them. He's only walked one. Good leads for both runners. Bullpen currently quiet for Augusta as the game of catch continues in the Mudcats bullpen. 1-2, and Ferrer, a swing and a miss. Wiped him out with a slider. Well spotted outside corner, and he reached across the plate to try and grab it. And Perez has his second strikeout of the inning. And now two away for Oswald Leonis. And that's where you want it. A wipeout slider, they call that. When it looks like it's going to be in the middle, the outer part of the plate, and then it just breaks off in a devastating fashion to right-handed hitters if you are a right-handed pitcher. And vice versa for lefties against the lefty. A throw home and a ball a little low to the lefty, Leonis. And it's 1-0, right where Zabrowski wanted it. It's been a fastball changeup slider mix today. And Perez all commanding him well. Pitching in his fourth inning, trying to get through with just the one run across. 3-1 Augusta. As the pitch is low, Zabrowski snaps at the second. It's not going to be in time. Not a huge lead off the bag for Mendez as he dives back in. 2-0 the count. A good sharp throw, though. Two balls and no strikes. As Perez, I think a big thing here is he's not rushing himself. Realize he's got runners behind him. Take your time. Focus on the batter. 2-0. A little grounder to first, scooped up by Backstrom. He flips to Perez covering him, and he will race the bag and take it for the out. Mekhi Backstrom saves a run that time. A sharply hit ball and able to scoop it on the run and hits the moving target, and Jordano Perez over to first base. 3-1 on the putout that time, and just one run scores for Carolina in the fourth inning. To the fifth we go. It's Augusta 3, Carolina 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare.
New pitcher on the mound for Carolina here in the top of the fifth inning, with the Green Jackets leading out 3-1 after an RBI single by Jeremy Vargas last inning, made a 3-1 game. Another left-hander, it is Carlos Morales, the left-hander from Covina, California. 25th round pick by the Brewers in 2017 out of South Hills High School in West Covina, California. He is on the mound. He's pitching for the eighth time this year, all in relief. Last time out against Down East back on Friday of last week. A week ago, he picked up a save, his first of the year. One inning, struck out the side. As he takes over here in the fifth inning, as he picks up another lefty, and Pablo Garavitos, who threw the ball very well for Carolina. Garavitos, 3 1/3. A couple of hits, 3 strikeouts and a walk. Did not allow any runs as he picks up his starter, Alexander Corniel, and now here's Geraldo Quintero batting to start off, and he chops one off himself. Actually, that hit the catcher. Thought that hit Quintero. It hit the right hand of the catcher, Jose Cibrian. And he asked Elliot Melton for a little extra second, and that's the second time he's taken one off that right hand. Top of the fifth inning, and I think some fans are starting to move down a little bit. I think trying to get into a shaded park with rain looming. 0-1 pitch. Quintero gives one a ride to center. Going back on his Chorio, he will catch up to it and make the catch in right center field. Nice easy swings by Quintero with some wings on that one, but plays plenty in the yard and up there for a long time for Chorio to run it down. And there's one on for Cal Conley. The last 5 Green Jackets have been retired. 3 of those outs have been put away by the center fielder, Jackson Chorio, who's been busy out there once again. Conley bats as a right-hander for the second time as the switch hitter faces Morales. First pitch is up and away. As for the fastball at 91. Of course, these two teams playing in the major league level as well. The Braves represented by the Green Jackets. Carolina is the affiliate of Milwaukee. Those two teams currently at Truist Park playing each other. 1-0 pitch. Conley sends one to center, and this will be another chance for Chorio as he circles underneath and makes the catch. Make that 4 of the last 6 Chorio has put away. 2 gone for Brandon Mosquito, who's 2-for-2. Brewers with a 2-1 lead over the Atlanta Braves currently. Rowdy Tellez, a 2-run double for Milwaukee in the first. And Ronald Acuna Jr. hits his first home run for the Braves. And if you haven't seen it, saw it in between innings. And swung and he fell down. And he still hit one over the center field wall at Truist Park. Currently 2-1 Milwaukee in the fifth inning. I believe that one is in now. First pitch to Mesquita. He had a big Acuna-like hack, and he fouls out of play, 0-1. And also other affiliates of the Atlanta Braves in action tonight. Currently a tough night for Gwinnett. They're down 7-1 to Charlotte in the sixth inning as the pitch to Mesquita. Wave and a miss, chased from the dirt. 0-2. A lot of offense in Greenville. Rome leads the Greenville drive 6-4. That's in the fifth inning. And Pensacola leads Mississippi 1-0 in the bottom of the third inning. 0-2 pitch. Mesquita sends one to second on a couple of hops. It's played by Jeremy Vargas. He'll flip to first, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. Carlos Morales in the top of the fifth inning. Halfway home here from Five County Stadium, it's the Green Jackets 3, Mudcats 1 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your
coming down here from Five County Stadium, currently steady but light at the moment, and we will start this inning. We will see if we finish it as Jordano Perez faces Jose Cibrian to start. First pitch of the eight hitter is fouled back and out of play, 0-1. And it's light rain right now, and we'll see if it passes, but the bullpens are heading to the dugout, and the moment it starts having an effect on player, it comes down significantly. They are going to stop this game. And stepping off is Perez. He will wipe his cleats and try again. It's going to be a challenge for Perez, just gripping the baseball. 0-1 pitch. Cibrian lines one to short on a couple of hops. It's going to be scooped up by Cal Conley, and he'll fire to first, and there's one out. He'd love to get through this inning in particular. James Acuna, in the meantime, has just picked up a baseball and begun his game of catch in the bullpen. You can officially call a game for what it's worth if it reaches the five-inning mark and then rain stops and you can't continue. I don't know if we'll get to that point, but again, you'd love to get through this fifth inning for multiple reasons. One away for Luis Silva, and he swings through the first pitch, 0-1, as the rain keeps on coming. Again, it's steady, but it's light. It's not heavy where it's distracting everybody. 0-1 pitch, another wave and a miss. 0-2, certainly not affecting Jordano Perez in any way. He gets the ball, and he's ready to go. He wants to pitch right through this rain. 0-2 pitch, a little grounder to short. Conley charges, he gloves, flips to first, and it's a wide throw that gets away. And towards the bullpen, he'll get under the bench, and to second base goes Silva. And you wonder if that was a play that maybe was affected by the rain as it picked up condensation rolling to short. Action will flip out the baseball for a new one, and now the tying run comes to the plate, and Eduardo Garcia. That'll be an E6 on Cal Conley. That's the first error since Tuesday for Augusta at back-to-back errorless games. I just saw some lightning in the background, and they haven't stopped this game yet. I don't think they saw it. Yeah, splash of lightning behind the left field video board. First pitch is a strike to Eduardo Garcia. And with that, the rain slowed down a little bit. A lot of fans take for cover. There isn't a whole lot of sheltered area. Some ponchos come on. 0-1. Is inside, jumping out of the way is Garcia. Nice acrobatic act to avoid getting hit by that one. 1-1. And Garcia will take an extra time to wipe his cleats as they'll stop the pitch clock for him. On ball one, strike. Runner at second base is Luis Silva. Two base error by Conley. The pitch is grounded right back to Giordano. He runs to second, chases the runner back, then goes to first. And there's the out, two away. Kind of went on a mad dash to second, thought he might have a play on Silva, clearly did not. And then kind of circled around the mound, set himself in, threw out Garcia. Now here's Jackson Chorio. The one guy he hasn't been able to get out tonight. He's 2-for-2. And rain is slowing down. It's not a spot where it's affecting play, but if it picks up in density, then you might have a different story. First pitch to Chorio is hammered to left. This one's going back near the wall, and it will drop in for a hit. That's going to score Silva from second base. He'll trade spots as Chorio in what is his third hit of the game. He's got something on Giordano. That's his third hit, and Perez shaking his head on that one saying, man, I can't get this guy out. That one was smoked. One hop into the corner. Parker tracked it down before it got to the wall. And it works all the same as he ends up at second base. He's now 3-for-3. 3-2 now the score. Mudcats are within a run. As the error comes in to score, as that'll go as an unearned run against Giordano Perez. Not for the error. And he would have been over. But now Perez, in terms of pitch count, still in good shape. He's at 64 working the fifth. First pitch to the three-hitter, Henry Mendez, is down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. I would imagine this is probably the last inning. I'm speculating for Perez. And you got the rain factor, first start, around the 70-pitch mark. I don't think they're going to push him any further, especially with weather possibly coming after this inning. We'll see. As stepping off is Perez as he watches Churro back to second base. And if you're going to rain delay, and it is for an extended period of time, you're not going to see Perez go back out there. A 1-0 pitch is chopped back to the mound, and he'll have a nice easy play as he runs it to the bag. Underhand flips to Backstrom, and that will retire the side. Mudcats score again as Jackson Chorio has his third hit to score Luis Silva. But 1-3 put out, gets it through the fifth inning, and now they're going to come talk with the grounds crew. As we head to the sixth inning, it's now 3-2 Augusta. We'll see what happens after the next half inning. We're back after this on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Mitchell Speltz back with you from Five County Stadium, and we might be on the verge of going into a delay here. Hang tight, folks. Luis Mendez and or Victor Estevez, excuse me, and Nestor Perez meeting with the umpires and warming up out there as Carlos Morales, and then a big flash of lightning in the background, and now they are pulling the players off the field. We are going to enter a weather delay here from Five County Stadium. So they did get through the fifth inning, and it happened at an ideal spot, of course, where of course, it's not in the middle of an inning, and now we can reset the gears, but the tarp is about to come out on the field here from Five County Stadium. We got through the fifth inning. Rain is still coming down at about the same tempo and speed and density as it was last half inning, but just had a big flash of lightning in the backdrop, and they checked the weather radar in between innings with the head groundskeeper here, and they deemed at that point we could keep going, but then once you get that big flash of lightning, it's best to evacuate. The tarp is now in a hurry being rushed onto the field here from Five County Stadium. So the teams are going to head back into their clubhouses. 3-2 our score, top of the sixth inning, as we are entering a weather delay here from Five County Stadium, as the always entertaining tarp pull onto the field is currently in session. And again, rain's not coming down too hard, and the question is how long this lasts, and you would like to, at this point, now that you've stopped the game, to probably get through where this window's at. And I mentioned last half inning, and if you get through five complete innings, you have the ability to call a game as an umpire, but you only really get to that point if you get to a certain juncture, you consider curfews of cities and some other health-related factors, and if the weather's going to last all night. But, you know, we'll see. It's 8:40 right now, and the rain's coming down. Thought around 9 o'clock or so. Somewhere in this window, we'd get rain down at some point, but the rain is fully down now. Tarp is coming down to the field, and we will see what the next step is. So we will step aside for a brief moment, update you on what's to come here from Five County Stadium. It's 3-2 Augusta, top of the sixth inning. We have not started the frame yet. They called it before Carlos Morales threw a pitch. He completed his warm-up tosses, but then they pulled everybody off the field, and I think for good reason, as the rain is coming down hard. So, again, we'll step aside. We'll come back in one moment and give you the next courses of action here from Five County Stadium on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Mitchell Speltz back with you here from Zebulon, North Carolina, Five County Stadium. We are in a rain delay here from Five County Stadium. It's currently 3-2 Augusta, top of the sixth inning. We have not started this inning yet, as now we are watching the weather. We've got rain still coming down soft, but it is consistent here around 8:45 from Zebulon local time. And looking at the radar right now, we'll see if this does clear up at some point soon, but the way it looks right now, we're going to be getting rain consistently until a little after 10 o'clock if everything holds up. Again, nothing major at the moment. We got something larger coming in maybe within the next 15 to 20 minutes, and we'll see how hard that does hit the field. But we have gone into a rain delay at this moment, and if they wait for the rain to stop, it might be around 10 o'clock until they possibly decide to come back to this game. We'll see if we waited out that long or if we maybe suspend it till tomorrow. A lot of options on the table, so we'll keep you updated on social media. That would be the best way to keep up what's going on here if you're interested in the continuation of this game and what's going to happen next. Keep up with the Green Jackets on Twitter, Facebook, and we'll keep you updated on what's going on here. So what we're going to do is I'm going to sign off here from Zebulon. If we come back down, we'll let you know again. Check social media. Very tough to tell, of course, at this juncture, what's going to be the next course of action here from Five County Stadium, but we're in a weather delay. It looks like it might be for an extended period of time. We don't know how long that'll be. It looks like we'll be getting rain at least consistently until around 10 o'clock locally, so that's about for another hour 15. So we'll see what happens here, but we are going to step aside. We'll come off the air. If we resume, we will let you know, and we hope to have you back. Otherwise, we could be back tomorrow, but we'll see. But as for now, we're going to step aside. 3-2 Green Jackets, top of the sixth. The inning has not started. We just got through the fifth inning with Augusta hanging on to a 3-2 lead after an RBI double by Jackson Chorio. And that'll do everything for us for now. But again, we will be possibly coming back at some later point. Stay tuned on social media best you can. We'll keep you updated all throughout the night. If you are looking for something to do, though, watch some baseball. Brewers and Braves are currently playing on in Atlanta right now. Spencer Strider, former Green Jacket from last year, who's all the way up in the show now, just pitched the fifth inning for Atlanta and threw up a zero. He's a guy to watch. If you're looking for something to tune into, that might be a way to go. But again, we're going to step aside. 3-2 Green Jackets, top of the sixth, weather delay. Stay tuned for updates. We hope to be back later on tonight, but we shall see. We'll be back. With you from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. We are about ready to resume play. About 5 minutes or so, we'll be retaking the action here from Five County Stadium after about an hour and a half rain delay. As it looks like, in terms of the precipitation, we have passed that through the rest of the night. There was a little bit of a tornado watch. Wind was blowing a little bit, but we have, I think, settled down in all kind of departments with the weather. So we are going to resume play as the Mudcats have just taken the field. And we will resume play in the top of the sixth inning where the score is currently 3-2. The lead is for Augusta over Carolina as we will resume play here in the top of the sixth inning. And with that, we'll have a new pitcher on the mound for the Mudcats. He's going to be pitching for the second consecutive game as the right-hander is on to work, actually second time in this series. Mikael Vasilote will pitch for Carolina. He is making his ninth appearance of the year. He's going to pick up Carlos Morales, who pitched one inning, probably would have gone second had we not had the delay. The Vasilote will pitch. He also dealt earlier in this series back on Wednesday. And he picked up the win in that game. One inning of baseball, did not allow a runner. He struck out one batter in the ninth inning. What was a walk-off victory for the Mudcats. So Mikael Vasilote will pitch for Carolina. It's a 3-2 game. Adam Zabrowski, Brandon Parker, and Mekhi Backstrom will be the batters for Augusta when we resume play. Day's going to be done on the other side for Augusta as Jordano Perez is done after five innings. And that was probably going to be the case, even if we didn't have the delay where his pitch count it was at, and considering it was his first start as well. James Acuna is currently warming up in the Augusta bullpen. He's going to have the bottom half of the sixth inning for Augusta. So, the time being, Vasilote gets his warm-up tosses going as he will get set to face the middle third of the order for Augusta. How did we get to this point? Green Jackets scored three times in the first inning. Way back around 7 o'clock, 3 hours ago, they got a home run from Adam Zabrowski, and then an RBI single by Brandel Mesquita made 3-0 after one. Jordano Perez kept the Mudcats off in the fourth and the fifth. An RBI knocks by Jeremy Vargas and Jackson Chorio. And that's where we stand now. Top of the sixth inning, about 10-12 local time here in Zebulon. And about a 90-minute rain delay went into it around 8:40-ish or so. And now here we are, 10-12. We're ready to resume as Adam Zabrowski will dig in against the new pitcher, Mikael Vasilote. So we'll see if this changes the momentum at all. Wasn't sure if we'd return or not. We had rain pretty consistent until about 9:30, and then stopped, and they needed to do some work on the field. But now here we go. We're back. We're ready to go. Zabrowski against Vasilote. First pitch to the Augusta catcher is fouled off the mitt of the catcher, Cibrian, and it's 0-1. Zabrowski's had himself a good series. He's added to that with his home run back in the first inning that capped off the three-run frame after the original starter of this game as the 0-1 is down and away on a big sweeper from the right-hander, Vasilote. Alexander Corniel only got two outs in this game, was chased in the first inning after seven batters. Break-even pitch A ball down and away, missed with another slider. And it's 2-1. Pavel Gabriotis had the next 3 1/3 for Carolina. He did not give up any runs on a couple of hits. He struck out 3. Carlos Morales threw an inning for Carolina. 2-1 is down low. It gets off the pick of the catcher as it skips underneath the glove of Cibrian. 3-1. And now 12 each with the outs to work with for each team remaining. Augusta wins. They will win back-to-back games, and they will put themselves in a position to retake control of this series tomorrow, but got to navigate through the rest of this game yet. 3-1. Zaprowski, a rocket into center field, base hit. That one will be cut off by Chorio. Big turn by Zaprowski. He's going to go for 2 as it actually got under the glove of Chorio. Zaprowski now headed for 3. Here comes the throw, and he's in there. Makes it into third base. I imagine that's going to be a triple for Zaprowski. It looked like Chorio got there, but then it slipped under his glove. I'm not sure if he ever made contact with it or not, but of Adam Zaprowski. It's going to be a hit for sure. The question is, will it be an error on the center fielder Jackson Chorio for not cutting it off? I don't think it will be. I think that's going to be a straight triple for Adam Zaprowski, and now the leadoff man at third base for Brandon Parker. Righty on righty. Vassilotti's first pitch to Parker is inside, nearly clipped his jersey. 1-0, no strikes. No error, straight triple for Zaprowski. That is his first of the year. 13th different Green Jacket to triple this year. 1-0, no strikes. Vassilotti looks into Parker. Here's the pitch. And a rocket to right center. That'll get down. Parker brings home Zaprowski, and it's 4-2 Augusta. After a 90-minute delay, it takes all of 2 batters to add on a run as Brandon Parker rifles one to right center to put the Green Jackets up a deuce. That will work. Now here comes my guy Backstrom looking to keep it going against Vassilotti, who's been pretty good this year for Carolina. ERA just north of 2. Earned a win his last time out. He's also got 2 other wins, 3 wins in relief. Here's Backstrom, still nobody out here in the top of the 6th inning. First pitch, the big lefty is fouled back, and it's 0-1. Those are 2 good at-bats. Just a couple of sliders that were left up there, and when you do that, good hitters will hammer them like Zaprowski and Parker just did. No balls in 1 strike, the count to Mekhi Backstrom, who is 0-for-1 in this game. Here's the pitch. That one is at the bottom of the zone. Strike call by Elliot Melton, and it's 0-2. Trying to keep the line going against Vassilotti. And he put down the side in order in the 9th inning on Wednesday. Green Jackets now seen him for the 2nd time, getting some good swings and some at-bats against them. Here's the 0-2 offering. Backstrom a swing and a miss. Ambushed him inside with a fastball at 91 miles an hour, and Vassilotti strikes out Backstrom. For the first out of the 6th inning, now here comes Braulio Vasquez. And to go back to Mekhi Backstrom for a second, as a ball from James Acuna in the bullpen goes onto the field, or Adam Zaprowski rather, 8th different Green Jacket to triple. 12 different Augusta hitters have home runs this year. Now 8 still, 8 different players with triples is quite impressive. Green Jackets are 2nd in the league in 3 baggers as the first pitch to Braulio Vasquez is on the outside corner. And it's 0-1 to the Augusta DH. Green Jackets, however, are 2nd in the league in OPS. Only Fredericksburg is better. Green Jackets slightly above 750. And as we stand right now, that is a healthy number for a squad. Now Salotti, the righty, fires the 0-1 pitch. It's served up softly into shallow right field. This is falling fast, and it'll drop inside the line. Parker was going back. He's got to hustle the 2nd. He'll get there. Had to make sure that wasn't caught. He's about 3 of the 4th away there, but then he started running back. Thought it was going to get caught. It did not. It dropped just inside the line. And Braulio Vasquez has a base hit. That's one of those really tough situations as a base runner. You don't want to get too far off because you don't know if it's caught or not. At the same time, if you don't go far enough, they have a chance to throw you out from the outfield. And Parker was far enough there, but was running backwards when that ball dropped, but was able to turn around and get to the base. So now 2-on, 1 out for Caden Morton. Green Jackets already with 1 run this inning on the RBI by Parker, who's now at 2nd base. And time will be called by Caden Morton before we get it going. Morton has struck out a couple of times against 2 different pitchers. Ancelotti checks the second. First pitch to Caden is a strike, and it's 0-1. A strikeout in the first and also in the fourth inning. Picked up a home run back in the last home game at SRP Park on Sunday against Delmarva. No doubt, two-run shot in the eighth inning. 0-1. Morton takes one down away. Saw the slider well out of the hand from Vasilotti. A pitch he throws very often, especially to right-handed hitters. A big sweeper wipes out across the plate. A devastating pitch to right-handed batters. One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch to Morton. Yeah, the check swing and a strike is called anyway. Right at the bottom of the zone. A fastball by Vasilotti, and it's 1-2. Michele Vasilotti. We'll see how many innings he's got. He is right now the fourth pitcher of the game for Carolina. They needed three prior to the delay. 1-2. A swing and a miss. Decided the last second to go after one as he couldn't make up his mind on a slider. And Vasilotti strikes him out. It's a three strikeout night for Caden Morton now. And now it's up to Brian Klein to get anything additional across. James Acuna continues to warm up. It'll be his first appearance in a while. As he'll have some extended work, hoping to get at least a couple innings out of him. And Jordano Perez, five innings in his first start. He's currently in the driver's seat for a win. Now it'll be up to the bullpen to hold it for him. First pitch to Brian Klein is down and in, 1-0. And the bullpen was a big story last night. Eight innings of no-hit baseball. Kept a 5-0 deficit at where it was and really set the table for the offense to come back. Score 10 unanswered runs on a Carolina pitching staff that was throwing the ball really well in this series. 1-0 pitch. Klein rolls one up the middle, going down to the deck to stop it as Vasilotti. He'll get up and flip to first and take care of Klein. Pulled out all the stops to knock that one down. He gets the job done, but a run does score for Augusta as we resume play. An RBI single by Brandon Parker scores Adam Zabrowski, and we're through 5.5 now. James Acuna will take the mound for the Green Jackets as Augusta now leads it 4-2 on the Augusta Green Jackets radio network.
So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet. Limited to new customers with autopay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That commitment as an academic medical center through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer.
Hi, this is James Acuna with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
James Acuna takes over for Augusta in the bottom half of inning number six after a 90-minute delay. Acuna is making his sixth appearance of the season, his first in May. Last time he took the mound was on April 27th against Delmarva. That was back on Thursday last week, so he's had 8 days off. But he's been good this year. He's 1-0 in relief in nine innings. He's allowed just two runs, 12 strikeouts, seven walks. Has walked two each in his last three outings. He gets the middle third for Carolina, starting with Hedbert Perez, righty on lefty. As Acuna, the righty, takes the mound. First pitch to Perez is a bullseye, and it's 0-1. That's on a right on the outside corner where Zabrowski was looking for it, and it's 0-1. Perez 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts against Jordano Perez. Pitch to Perez is spiked in the dirt, and it's 1-1. A couple of Jordano versus Hedbert Perez matchups that went to Jordano each time, struck him out. Got a nice job avoiding the fastball of Perez and well locating his changeup and slider. That slider was the big pitch tonight. Or Jordano, they got him through five innings with two runs. One was earned, one was unearned. The pitch to A good spot for Acuna to resume, and what was key before he went to the delay? We didn't start up an inning. We got through five, and then where the elements were at that point, we were raining when we got through the bottom of the fourth inning. We played that whole bottom half with rain coming down. 2-1. Perez, a big swing and a drive. Left field, going back on it. Parker, warning track with room, makes the catch. Just off the end, Perez gave that one a long drive, but Parker able to backpedal and stay comfortable underneath it and make the catch to retire Hedbert Perez. One gone. But you always want to go into a delay when before you start a half inning. When you get in the middle of it, that's when you're asking for trouble because you never really know when to stop it. Because then you feel pressured. Well, we got to get through this inning. As the first pitch is down away to Jeremy Vargas, and it's 1-0. So an excellent job by Elliot Melton and Jerry Molman, the umpiring crew, to really stop the game at the right time. Easier to resume play for both sides mentally. As the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a foul back, and it's 1-1. As a pitcher, when you resume action, if you got base runners behind you and you're already down the count, 2-1, something of that nature, it just kind of changes the whole complexion of the inning, and you're at a disadvantage when you're in the field. As the 1-1 pitch is inside, and it's 2-1. And now we reset with four clean innings to go. Augusta got one in the top half. They lead it 4-2. They're out hitting Carolina 8-5 tonight, trying to even this series at two games apiece. 2-1. A swing and a miss. Vargas was behind one, and it's 2-2. Vargas has one of the two RBIs for Carolina. That was in his last at-bat. He drove one in the fourth. Scored Jackson Chorio, who's had a monster night at the plate. 2-2 is inside that. Hit him on the hand. Acuna rushed a fastball inside, and it got him on the right hand. And he shakes it off. I don't think it got a ton of it. That's a little bit of flesh on that batting glove, and he will take first. That's a tough one for Acuna as he had him where he wanted him, and he just missed a little too far in. So a hit by pitch. Here's Alvarez Ferrer. As now Acuna hunts a double play ball. Now something Jordano Perez did a very good job of. Got a lot of strikeouts and also the ball on the ground quite a bit. Righty on righty matchup as Acuna's first pitch to Ferrer comes inside. And it's ball one. Got a key double play ball in the third inning. And four ground balls that went right back to him on the mound, including three consecutive in the second inning to retire the side. 1-0 pitch. Ferrer takes a strike as he jumped out of the way, but it hit the inside corner. And it's 1-1. And now it'll be up to the bullpen to give Jordano his first win as a Green Jack and his first star. And he did a nice job covering five innings. A thrower by Acuna, low throw, and just missed him over there. Mekhi Backstrom shaking his head saying, I don't think so. I think we got him. That was a quick throw by Acuna and a late scamper back by Vargas and just able to avoid the tag. That was a nice, quick, slick pickup and tag by Backstrom, but they didn't get him. Big lead for Vargas. The 1-1 pitch is fouled back by Ferrer. And it's 1-2. I couldn't quite see when the tag came down. It was on the outer part of the base, but I thought at first glance they were going to get him. And a very close play. Ball one, strike two. Acuna's got Ferrer down on the count. Here's the pitch. And a jam shot floater to center. Caden Morton will drift in on it, make the catch, and that's out number two. Came inside this time and got the contact he was looking for. Nice easy fly ball for Caden Morton in center field. That's his first put away of the night. 1-2 gone now for Oswell Leonis. Morton getting his first start in center field with Brandel Mesquita in right. Hard to take him out of the lineup right now. Brandon Parker drawing the start in left. Stephen Paulini got tonight off. So a couple groundouts for Leonis in this game. Acuna faces him for the first time. Vargas still at first. Another quick throw over. That skips away from Backstrom, and that one will trickle towards the bullpen. Vargas will at least have second. He will stop there as Brian Klein picks it up. And that changes the inning a little bit as I think Acuna tried to get him again with that quick move, but this time just didn't have enough on it. And that'll be the second error tonight for Augusta. And they've been very clean defensively over the last couple of nights. Only two errors in the previous three games, back-to-back games where they didn't commit any. You know, two tonight on the throw by Acuna, trying to get over it here, though. Yeah, as the pitch to Leonis got him out in front. A front-footed swing on a sinking fastball, nothing in one. Acuna is a guy who has gone multiple innings before. He did make one spot start last year as an opener. Otherwise, 30 relief outings with the one start. Led the team in total outings with 31. 0-1 pitch, another right side fair ball. Acuna picks it up. Off balance throw is into right field. Here comes Klein back up the play. He throws home. It's not going to be in time. And it's a one-run game. Acuna probably had more time than he thought to make that throw, but he threw it off balance and no chance for Backstrom to get the out. And those ones are always tough, especially on the first baseline. Looking at it again, very close. Maybe he has to flip that right there, but too tough to tell. I think regardless of the tough play, it'll be an error on James Acuna. That'll be a second of the inning. And that will allow another run to score. 4-3, so that run in the top half of this inning comes back to help Augusta for now as the pitch is too low to Jose Cibrian, and it's ball one. They're not going to give that an RBI, of course, and it is going to be an error, so no hit. 1-0 pitch, Cibrian a half swing, couldn't hold up. It's 1-1. You could go hit and an error on that because there's no way, I don't think, Vargas is scoring from second if the throw doesn't go in the right field. That play was close the way it was. 1-1 is inside. Jumping out of the way is Cibrian, and it is a two-ball, one-strike count. This is the key inning for Acuna. First time pitching in 8 days. A couple runs. His first time he's allowed runs last time out against Delmarva. As the pitch is, Backstrom a look. Will he have room? He will, and he missed the ball. Ran a little too far and never got underneath it, and he can't make the catch. However, it is strike two, and it's 2-2. Now, they could give that error an error theoretically. We see if they will, though. You can give errors to foul balls. And I'm not sure if Backstrom ever touched it. If he didn't, you can't give that an error. You have to at least touch it. And that's what Mekhi Backstrom will tell you I should have made. And we'll see if they can get over that. 2-2 pitch. A fly ball to right. This one will twist into the seats where there are significantly less people at this time of the night. 10:31 locally. Still some around. They promised fireworks tonight, but I wouldn't be surprised if that is out of contention the rest of this night. I would imagine not, considering the time this game probably ends. What do I know? 2-2 again. Is a check swing in the dirt. He laid off. Yeah, we will have a full count. That will get the wheels moving for Leonis over at first base. All three strike two to the catcher for Carolina, Jose Cibrian. Acuna is about to fire off his 21st pitch of the inning. Open stance for Cibrian. Acuna ready. Leonis runs. The pitch is foul back. And we'll do it again. And it will be pitch number 8 coming up to the Carolina catcher, who is 0-2. He's grounded out twice. Some tough defensive play this inning, but Acuna trying to fight over it. The one run that is in is an unearned run. Three straight runs scoring innings now for the Mudcats. Throw over to first again, but a little late this time. Not much of a lead by Leonis. Acuna just trying to make sure he's not looking to take off a little too early. And now Backstrom's going to back off. Not going to hold him on. They'll let him run. Full boat to the catcher. Acuna trying to get out of it. Here it comes. Runner goes. A foul again. Fastball out of pitches for Acuna. Well, Leonis is out in the time, and the question is, can Acuna put over one of his complimentary pitches? A slider changeup he goes to as well. He's thrown the slider quite a bit. Not a whole lot of changeups this inning. If he can land one of those, might get a strikeout. 3-2 pitch. Another foul on the right side. You see Backstrom over there at first. I think he's a little frustrated knowing I'm making my pitcher work a little bit harder this inning because I couldn't catch that foul ball. And to be fair for Backstrom, that wasn't an easy play. You're near the dugout. The ball is a mile up in the air. You just can never get comfortable and you're trying to run under it. And even though you're in front of your own dugout, they can't really help you. They don't know where to go. Acuna trying to battle through it here. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. A Fly ball, first base side. Another chance for Backstrom near the dugout, and he's got this one. Just stayed in play with all that foul territory, and Backstrom picks himself up by catching this foul ball. So that will retire the side. But the Mudcats get that run back, and it remains a one-run game as we go to the seventh. It's now 4-3 Augusta here in game four of this series on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Puts up a run in the first inning back from the delay. It's now 4-3 Augusta as we play in the seventh inning. As Vasilotti goes back out there for the Carolina Mudcats, he will have the top of the order due up as Geraldo Quintero, Cal Conley, Brandel Mesquita will be the three. And again, it's been a trio that's gotten something started here tonight. Green Jackets 3 first inning runs, then Carolina got back in with runs in the fourth and the fifth. Green Jackets scored it with an unearned run. Mudcats have scored in 3 straight innings, and we've got a one-run game with a third of the way to go. First pitch to Quintero. Had a big cut, but he missed. Got a fastball at 90 miles an hour from Michele Vasilotti. Quintero double back in the first inning. Only time he's reached here tonight. The 0-1 is down and in, and it's 1-1. Quintero back in the lineup as the leadoff hitter today. Playing over at third base. Had a couple starts over at second in the previous night. The 1-1. Quintero lets one sail outside. 2-1. He's a good pitcher. Michele Vasilotti mentioned his earned run average in a very respectable spot under 2.5. Has 3 wins in relief this year. 2-1. A foul to the left side. That'll get out of play. 2-2. But has kind of a different kind of release. Almost kind of like he shot puts the ball to home, and he hides the ball well. And that's the key thing for a pitcher. If you hide it well, it's always going to look faster coming to home. Ball 2, strike 2 to Quintero. Here's the pitch, and he soft taps one foul behind home. And as he hangs right in there, 2-2. Trying to get on for Cal Conley, who's hit the ball hard tonight, looking for his first hit after his big night and last night's victory. 2-2 pitch. Quintero skies another one foul on the left side. That's out of play. Not eligible for a fan to go get that one as it goes out of the stadium. And it was confirmed in between the half innings, we will have fireworks after this game. Although it's going to be coming around midnight, you'd figure. Unless we breeze through the Rhino 3 innings of this game. 2-2 pitch, he turned him around with a big fastball inside and he tied him up. A strikeout for Vasilotti of Quintero on a nasty slider that rung around his hands and just couldn't keep the bat back, more of a defensive swing more than any way to protect himself. And there was one away for Cal Conley. Part of what's made Vasilotti so good this year. A pitcher a year ago, racking him up this year. First pitch to Cal Conley is hit high in the air, foul back behind home. Checking it out is Cibrian, and he will be called off by his third baseman who didn't make the catch. Ferrer came jumping in last second to try and steal that one from, but Cibrian still made the catch somehow. It was a full-out diving effort by Ferrer at third, although his catcher was calling him off the whole time. You like the effort by Ferrer, but not necessary. And for Carolina, fortunately for them, they made the catch. But that was a top play for different reasons. Now, Cibrian kept his concentration. Two gone now for Brandall Mesquita. On the foul, back to the catcher, Conley now 0 for 4. Mesquita, however, 2 for 3. First pitch to Brandall, comes in around his elbow and hits him on the funny bone, and he is in some pain. Got hit on the left arm elbow, and here comes Austin Smith to check on him, the medical trainer, as well as Nestor Perez from third, and that one rushed in on his arm, and I think that got him on the elbow. That one's going to hurt for now, but it's going to get better. You get plunked on that elbow, it's going to sting, and you're going to feel it for a while, but he's good. He says, I'm fine, just needs that extra second to walk it down. Austin Smith will take the trot with him over to first base. And that's not something that's normally a long-term thing, but you just feel that one. They call it your funny bone for a reason. You hit that on something, it is going to sting, and especially when you get hit by a pitch. And one on that instance, that was 91 miles an hour. Well, he's good. He's the last guy you'd love, hate to see leave the lineup, but he's a tough kid, stays in there. I think he's still feeling that one. Could use a little extra time on the base pass and see if Adam Zabrowski can help him out here. Zabrowski's having a big night. As he bats with Mesquita on first. First pitch from Vasilotti is too low. Ball one. And Zabrowski, a two-run homer and a RBI triple last inning. He's halfway to come up one hit shy. A 1-0 pitch. Zabrowski had a big cut and he fouled it back. One ball, one strike. Cal Colony was a short a single last night. Mesquita needed a triple when the game ended. And Zabrowski in this series has swung the bat as well as any. Other than maybe the Columbia series, this is the one that's in that ballpark. With the damage he's inflicted on the Mudcats pitching. 1-1 is down and away. Laid off a slider. It's 2-1. Zabrowski is 2-for-3 today. He was not retired in any of his five plate appearances last night with a couple of hits. He is 4-for-7 in this series. Or 5-for-7, excuse me. He is driven in 5. The pitch to Zabrowski is a ball down and away. Not by much. 3-1. Two-run double last night. Two-run homer to start this game. RBI double last time. Actually, a leadoff triple. And then eventually score off the bat of Brandon Parker. And Zabrowski's had his fingerprints all over this one tonight. A 3-1. A fly ball to center right in the direction of Troy, who can't find it. And now he does find it. Had a little bit of a scare that time, but was able to find it the very last second and make the catch. It was hit right at him. So he's able to find it in the lights, make the catch. And that'll do it for the Green Jackets in the top of the seventh. Still 4-3 Green Jackets. We go to the bottom of the seventh on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
James Acuna back to the mound in the seventh inning. It is a 4-3 lead for Augusta as Luis Silva, the nine-hitter, starts it off for Carolina. Garcia and Chorio to follow. First pitch from Acuna. Big swing and a foul back by Luis Silva. No balls and one strike. Silva yet to be retired in this game. A single and an error put him on base in his last at-bat. Acuna looking for a settled-down second inning of work. Coming in for Jordano Perez after the delay as that one is looped down the right field line. That one's going to drop into the corner. Silva on his way to second. Mesquita trying to dig it out. He does. And he fires it in with that arm that took a little bit of a stinger last time. And that is a leadoff double for Silva. Not hit totally hard, but very accurate down the line and not able to be cut off by Mesquita. Probably would have been a double anyway. But a hanging breaking ball that just was a little too up. And he went right with it down to the right field line. Tying run aboard for Carolina here in the seventh inning. Here is Eduardo Garcia. Garcia looking to get on for the first time. A couple of bounce outs, including one that would turn into a double play ball. First pitch from Acuna is too tall. One ball, no strikes. Also a strikeout for Garcia against Perez back in the first inning. Miguel Pena has a baseball. 1-0 pitch, a fly ball, deep right field, twisting towards the line, and this one is foul. You don't need to hit it a ton to get it out of here down the right field side. Only 309 in that corner. For a second, looked like that was going to have home run distance, but a lot of slice to it, and it's 1-1. Now, Cats are down 3-0 after the first, and mentioned at the top of the broadcast, the team who has scored first in this series in every game has lost. 1-1 pitch is inside, 2-1. So the Green Jackets are trying to break that trend here tonight. They scored first in the first couple games. Carolina still beat them handily in the first, and walk-off style in the second. 2-1. A ground ball, the third. That is a foul ball just behind the bag. And good thing it was just past the outreach glove of Geraldo Quintero. And it's 2-2. And Miguel Pena now playing catch in the Green Jacket bullpen. Best case scenario, James Acuna gets you through the seventh and he keeps Luis Silva on the base paths or wipes him out of it. Ball two, strike two, the shortstop for the Mudcats. Acuna kicks and throws. A foul. A little late on a fastball at 92, but gets a piece to stay alive. He's two balls and two strikes. Milwaukee Brewers, the affiliates of the Carolina Mudcats, or vice versa. It was the Brewers who beat the Braves tonight in Atlanta, 6-3. But some Green Jacket news in that game. Spencer Strider pitched four innings for the Braves, and he struck out eight. What an electric arm the Braves have with him in the bullpen. 2-2 pitch. A wave and a miss. Got him with a slider. The Acuna special as he strikes out Garcia, and there is one away. Well-placed pitch. Down away. Looked good at first, and he got him to wave that one off the plate. One away for Jackson Chorio, who might be a little disappointed Jordano Perez is out of this game. Chorio pulls in a single. See if Acuna can put him away. That's been the biggest bat of the night for the Mudcats. First pitch to him is a half swing, missed down and away as he nods his head. Saw it well. 1-0. And Strider pitched in Augusta last year. Started, made four starts. Began in the single A level and then quickly elevated all the way to Atlanta by October. A 1-0 pitch is in the dirt and it'll get away from Zabrowski up to third base. Goes Silva. Now the tying run now 90 feet away for Carolina here in the seventh inning. Slider in the dirt that took a nasty hop on Adam Zabrowski. Now the infield will come in for Augusta. And to finish up on Strider, a guy who pitched mostly as a starter in the minor leagues last year. And was all the way to Atlanta where they see him as a long-term back-end piece. And he looks like a closer. Two balls, no strikes to Chorio. The pitch is too low, 3-0, and this is a spot where if you walk, it might not be the end of the world here. Gives you a double play chance. Now you're going to bench a very tough part of the order. Andrew Mendez due next for Carolina. 3-0, he swings away and fouls it back. Chorio's got a game-tying cut or go-ahead cut here. He's trying to put his team ahead with a long ball. He's had a lot of damage in this series. No homers yet. He's driven in three, including one tonight, two back on Tuesday in his debut. 3-1. Chorio waved that one out over the plate. Changeup from Acuna, and he's worked the count full. Big battle for Acuna here. This is one where if you walk him again, not the end of the world. You just don't want to throw him something where he can hammer and want to keep something right on the edges of the zone. 3-2. A wave. Did he go? They ask. He did not. Laid off a big slider from Acuna. Held the bat right over the plate, and I thought that could have gone either way, but Churio convinced he did not go, and it was confirmed by Jared Mohman on the base pass. And here comes Mike Steed out. Now could get Augusta out of the inning, but you got to watch Churio at first. Might try and steal. And there's no easy out of this inning, especially once you get to the top of this order with Henry Mendez now coming to the plate as Mike Steed comes to the mound. Haven't done so yet. We'll take a look at the Carolina League scores. We have a suspended game in Kannapolis. Again, a lot of rain in this area tonight. They're going to pick that game up tomorrow. Down easily, it's Kannapolis 6-2. That game was stopped in the top of the fourth inning. Columbia beats Delmarva 10-3. They had rain before the game. Got started about a half hour later, but they did start. Charleston beats Fayetteville for the third time in four games. They defeated Woodpeckers 8-4. Fredericksburg at Lynchburg and Myrtle Beach at Salem up in the Virginias today. They got washed out completely. They will play a doubleheader sometime over the next 2 days. Now, we were in a rain delay for about 90 minutes. Almost straight rain for about an hour, but then stopped and didn't do enough damage to the field where they could fix it up and get back to playing conditions. First pitch to Henry Mendez is a hook that lands from Acuna and it's 0-1. Around the outer par as he backdoored it. 0-1. Middle infield backs up. Middle for the corners as Quintero's a step behind the bag. There goes Churio. The pitch is outside. Zabrowski fires it down. The tag is not going to be in time. The run does not score as Silva did not go, and Churio nearly overslid the bag. I'm not sure Conley ever tagged him. It was a quick swipe, but I don't know if he ever touched him on it. Now the infield's going to come in. Or no, they're going to keep it back. No surprise by this, but they're going to do second and third. Infield all the way back. Count is 0-2. That might be why. Here's the pitch. A swing and a foul back. Nothing in two. It's almost in a spot where they'll concede the run. Of course, want to stop the tying run from scoring, but at the end of the day, you don't want the go-ahead one to who's currently at second base. Nothing in two. Acuna's got him where he wants him. Here's the pitch. And he missed down and in. Good waste pitch, though, as he came in with a slider. 1-2. Galpena looking out in the bullpen. We'll see if he's ready to go or if this is it for Acuna. Runners get their leads. 1-2 pitch. He is in the dirt. Good block by Zabrowski. Lost it for a second, but was right by him. And it's 2-2. At the complexion of this inning changes big time for James Acuna and Augusta. If you can get Henry Mendez at the plate. 0-2 today. He does have a walk. Acuna trying to win this long battle. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. He struck him out. A foul tip into the mid of Adam Zabrowski and a big out number 2 for James Acuna. Breaking ball that came over the top of him and landed on the inner part. Tried to chop it but got a piece that Zabrowski caught. Good concentration by the Augusta catcher. Not out of the woods yet. Got to get past Hedbert Perez. Second and third, 2 outs for Carolina with 2 outs in the 7th inning. They're a hit away from taking the lead. Acuna's first pitch is right in there. Throws the changeup to start, 0-1. Most of Acuna's appearances this year have been 2 innings in length. Trying to complete that task once again here on this Friday night. Needs one more out. The 0-1. A swing and a miss. Another changeup from Acuna, and it's nothing in two. Trying to stay away from the fastballs to Hedbert Perez. Make him beat him with the breaking stuff. Has Perez in a great spot. 0-2, 2 outs, trying to get him. Acuna ready to roll. Here's the pitch. A fly ball, deep right field. Mesquita on the run, warning track, and Caden Morton leaps, and it is caught! It is caught! Caden Morton made the catch, I think, up against the wall. I'd have to see that one more time. That might have popped out of his glove and into Mesquita's. Regardless, a great catch was made and perhaps the best of the year. But it saves a couple of runs, and Augusta will hold the lead into the next inning. 4-3 still the score. We go to the eighth inning. Network.
You get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $8.34 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with autopay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Caden Morton saves a pair of runs in the top or the bottom of the seventh inning. Excuse me, I still haven't seen the replay on it, but it looked like Caden Morton, after it was all said and done, came away with the baseball. That ball might have popped out of his mitt for a second, but it never hit the ground as he went jumping up against the wall. And a flare for the dramatic as Augusta holds the lead into the eighth inning, and that might be one that changes the outcome. We will see. Still got two innings to go. 4-3 Augusta, top of the eighth inning. First pitch to Brandon Parker is 1-0. Again, I have to see this one more time to believe it for myself how this all played out. But I can tell you this, folks. For those of you who are still awake with us, wherever you might be, that was the catch of the year here through 1 month. As Parker grounds one to third, sharply scooped up by Ferrer. He'll wind it up and throw out Parker for the first out. That was something else. I looked over at Brandon Mosquito, who was sprinting after that ball, and then Caden Warren stormed in almost out of nowhere, called him off, and he went for it, and he caught it. I will guarantee you this, though. You will see it one more time or multiple times. It'll be up. And that was unbelievable catch. Makai Backstrom's first pitch to him is a check swing. They ask at first, and he went around as Backstrom stopped in his tracks. Didn't agree with that one. And it's 0-1. Got a star on that last play. I'll wrap it up there for now. It probably won't be the last time I talk about it, though, tonight. That was something else. The pitch to Backstrom is off the outside corner. 1-1. Deepest part of the ballpark. That one went. It wasn't going to get out of here, of course, but it was destined to climb.